In Jesus' mighty name. Turn with me to the book of Psalms chapter 81. Psalms chapter 81. Anybody that the person can't pray, doesn't want to pray, here is not about you can't pray, because I don't believe. I have read the Bible long and I've stayed with the Spirit long enough. I don't believe that there is anything that I can't pray. I can't pray is something that was abolished when a man received the Holy Ghost. I can't pray. There is nothing like I can't pray for the man that has received the Holy Ghost. Maybe there is something like I don't want to pray. Yes, I believe that. But I can't pray. It's gone. Because as you are now, have you prayed? You have not. See, don't measure yourself with others. There is a quota of prayer it takes for you to deliver on your destiny. It is possible that the whole of Calabar depends on your prayer. See, there is no limitation. It's you that think. Are you with me? The quota of prayer you are generating will be something that God will use to administrate help to all of your kindred, to all of your city. What you don't know is that many people talk about prayer. They can't pray. At best, what they think is prayer is an enjoyment. They have not read the Bible well. I took time to study the prayer life of Jesus, and I found out that every adventure was a death to self. Everyone, the Holy Spirit have to power him. Sometimes he stays all night. Jesus, the Son of God. Give me a little more volume on this thing. Give me a little more volume. We need to fly. I need you to touch the depths of burden that is in the heart of God. There is an energy with which a man enters the place of prayer. We pray with the spirit of might. Listen to me. See, we don't pray in a normal way. As I'm talking to you now, the garment of prayer that is on me, oh my God, is like a volcano. It's a bulldozer, it's a caterpillar, it's an earth moving machine. We need to enter into places that man is afraid of, into places that even angels they don't dare to enter, but by the Spirit. You have 3 minutes.
water. Kamba, kamba, ba ba ba, sa ba 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 ba, sa ba 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 ba, swata ba ba ba, ba ba da 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 da.
The only place you have advantage is here. The only place you have, especially if you are a lady, what you don't know is that the real advantage you have is here. This is where you can actually measure up. God is no respecter of any man. What you desire, you lay hold on. I repeat it again. God is not a respecter of any man. You stop where you are because you stop pressing. If you continue pressing, there is unlimited resources in God. Listen. Listen. Is this thing working? Show me Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Meanwhile, where I want to read, open your Bible, open your Bible. You cannot pray like this and not open your Bible. Okay, we don't have another session. No. This is, even if we succeeded in teaching, the purpose of our teaching is to get us to the point where we begin to pray. To Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Hi. Do you know the way I'm feeling now? I can only explain this thing in Igbo language. You are from this town, Abi. Do you know what it means to say that Ike na run mad afọ? That's strength is disturbing me. The thing is disturbing me. You see, when we enter the next prayer, because the angels that are holding my hand, they are high ranking people. When we enter the next prayer, pray with a consciousness to receive a shift in your prayer life. I say it's here now. If you have been praying with the energy of one man, when you pray again, God will release for you the energy of 10 men. If you have been praying with the energy of 10 men, when you pray the next time, God will release upon you the energy of 50 men. Listen. If you have been praying with the energy of 50 men, you will pray with the energy of 100.
If you have prayed with 100, you will pray with 1,000. Do you know what it means? It means that when one like you, one man like you appear in the place, the business you can do is the business that 1,000 men can do when they are effective in the place of prayer. The strength of 1,000 men. If you have prayed with 1,000, 10,000.
He said, likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities. I used to say, I can't pray. There are many things. There are many excuses a man can give in the place of prayer. That is why the Holy Ghost came. In fact, if you can pray, you don't yet need the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is specifically sent to them that don't know how to pray. It's not just that you don't know. You don't know what to pray. You don't have the energy. But the Spirit. Say after me, but the Spirit. It didn't enter your heart. Say after me, but the Spirit. It didn't enter. Say again, but the Spirit. It has not entered. It should be a revelation. But the Spirit. Help it. My infirmities. My weaknesses. The Spirit can push me beyond the borders I've seen before. The Spirit. Listen to me. Find a neighbor. 7-7. Be fast. We don't have time. Be fast, we don't have time. Magnitude 10.4 earthquake. Magnitude 10.4 earthquake. Jesus' mighty name. You can be seated if you can. For stressing you, especially you and your sister, the kind of trouble I brought you, you will have to forgive me. You know, I know your present state doesn't like me, but your future likes me. It's your future that likes me, William. This one doesn't like me. This one, we are not friends, Mia. I know you don't like me. Me too. I don't like this, your present state. Let's continue with our discussion, our topic. Why not pray in the spirit for 30 seconds and ask God to speak to you. Ask God to speak to you. 30 seconds. Sambre da bahaska tapata de depreta da tahaila. Sozene meme ten crotamba manante capera tahasa sani. Deberete sa si lavamana hambretalia. Si lavante crotasa sanaman de berete hitakaya. Ambra da baboko sosande brena patalia talabamanta. Zida bente lembrota papa kambreta patia talemante. We come with meekness to the engrafted world. We come with meekness, O Father. We come with meekness. Siante bebere da hasasande pata kambre. Jinamanta brata pokoska patapanta. Bretene boko sasambreta pataila. Pepo kumbre tapata kabrata mananta Shate panta kabranda paporata hasatambre Sinamanta paparata mbeta kwaria Haina bada hasante Semenente bebrota kapata ndeli paranta Shata papora gabana manta kambre de penedia Samianta kambre de peneto kobosu Libarahata sandre taniandabana. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 20. Let's see how many scriptures we can be able to do today as we journey in our teaching. You see, if by the help of the Holy Spirit you are being brought into the experience of the reality of this teaching, then you will understand the very purpose of Christian ministry. Are you with me? If God permits us, we'll run. I think we should. I don't know how much time we have, but we need to run through Ephesians. And if you go from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, because it's a build up, when you get to chapter 4, from verse 1 to I think 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, you will begin to understand the reason why God set up ministry. Because the scripture began to say that Jesus went to the deep and then ascended on high, and as a result of his ascension there are gifts of Christ that he gave to the body. The scripture said he gave gifts of men. Actually, if you want to be correct, you will say, okay, he gave gifts unto men. But if you want to be very, very correct, you will say he gave gifts of men to men. You getting the point? Because every single gift that was mentioned there is a man. Whether it's the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, or the pastor, or whatever, is a man. Are you with me? Meanwhile, if you be correct in understanding this our teaching, you will have to juxtapose between your understanding of the head and the body. Huh? That is the person of Jesus and his corporate expression. Are you with me? So most times what you see in the scripture is Jesus doing something and then showing us how that same thing can be manifest in a corporate setting. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that five gifts that you saw there is actually what Jesus was carrying. Only him. Are you with me? Remember, the scripture said he descended down, and then from ascension. That is to show you that dimension was only possible as a result of resurrection, not just resurrection. With me? It took resurrection, and beyond resurrection, ascension. So we call them ascension gifts. Are you with me now? These are the divisions of the office of Christ through which he administrates his ministry. Meanwhile, Jesus, the person, the man Jesus, I hope you have read the book of Hebrews, the man Jesus. I have taught you a little bit on the man. Huh? There are many things, maybe one of these days we'll begin to teach more on the man. Especially when you get to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Why not show us? Show us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. The scripture began to talk about the heavenly man. The man Jesus is a heavenly man. Huh? But the heavenly man has a corporate expression upon the face of the earth. That corporate expression is called the church. Are you with me? Meanwhile, what the heavenly man would have done, or rather what he did when he was here, the summary of his ministry upon the face of the earth according to the writer of Ephesians is now divided into five. And then when that thing comes upon a man, that man becomes a gift to administrate by that authority, ministry authority, that dimension of Christ. Are you getting the point now? So when an apostle comes, he is not an apostle because of himself. He is an apostle because of Christ. So the investment that is upon his life is the same investment with which Jesus did his own ministry when he was upon the face of the earth. So when a man, if you want to understand the authority of a man's ministry, you have to climb high to where Jesus is seated. That is why when a man is correct in his ministry, Satan can't fight it. Because where your calling is coming from is from ascension realm. Are you getting the point now? Meanwhile, that is not where we are. Okay, let me show you. Verse 47. The first man is of the earth, earthy, and the second man is what? The Lord from heaven. Why not show us the next verse? As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Okay? And as we are born the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heaven. This is deep. Maybe. Let's see the next verse. Go back. Maybe let's start here. Do you know what this place is saying? He said, as we have borne the image of the earth. Who is the earth? Adam, the first man. The scripture said that God took of the dust of the earth, and when he has molded it, he breathed on it, and that man became a living soul. You see, it would have grown into water. The purpose of this my teaching is to show you what Adam would have become if he didn't fall. And God's project did not stop. Such a project continued after redemption. And God still wanted you to become that thing Adam would have become if he didn't fall. Are you getting the point now? So I just summarized. So we are getting there. Meanwhile, God had to model the pattern through which a man can become that kind of man. Let's say you want to become that kind of man Adam would have become. God modeled it. How? By sending. Yes. So when Jesus appeared upon the face of the earth, as I told you people, he's not just your Lord and Savior, he's also the pattern man. He lived in such a way that if a man want to be correct and mirror all the purposes and dimensions of God, all he needed to do is to look at Jesus, the author and what of your faith. There are, if I go to some places, we might not come out, because I think it's the let's stay here, don't you think so? Because if we go to the book of Hebrews, where Jesus, the Bible calls Jesus the apostle and high priest of our faith, we understand that Jesus pioneered an order. So after Jesus pioneered that order and modeled it to the fullest, and the witness of heaven came upon him and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased," from that moment you cannot be the man we are looking for. Are you getting the point? From that moment, your pastor can't be the man. Are you getting the point? Do you know why? Somebody has modeled what is in the heart of the Father. What Adam, the first Adam, failed to do is what Jesus was able to do. Because God's intent is still the same. He's still the same. What he needed from Adam was to model what he wanted in and as a man. And then when that man begins to procreate, the same order of men will fill the earth, of the same rank, of the same stature, of the same nature, of the same image, with the same mind, with the same purpose, with the same agenda. So Christ came to redeem that. Meanwhile, let me show you something. As we are born the image of the earth, that means there is an image. That is the conflict we have. You have now. Are you with me? If it was just that it is maybe you did not get to bear the image of the earthly or earthy, it would have been easier. So even after the natural order, you were born maybe like Jesus was upon the face of the earth, because you need to know that he's incarnate. I hope you know he's incarnate. He's not like you. He's not like you, such that he's God in the flesh, sinless, blameless. In fact, he came to a point even after temptations and Satan subjecting him to many things, the scripture said he was tempted in all ways. In fact, he spoke and said that the prince of this world came and he found what? Nothing. Look at it. So before you got born again, you were bearing somebody's image. Whose image? Adam. Then you got born again. The scripture now said, as we have borne the image of the earth, we shall also bear the image of what? The heaven. Actually, that is the pursuit. That is where we are going. And when you think of this scripture and think on them, what the scripture actually says is that we are made. Do you know what it means to make? When you hear make, what comes to your mind? How many of you are engineers? You're an engineer. Are you people denying me now? Okay, be careful. Are you not an engineer? What does it mean to, when you hear make, what comes to your mind? Huh? Come and give him mic so that his generation will hear him. Who is another engineer? When you hear make, what comes to your mind? Is enough. Don't answer me. Answer. What comes to your mind is process. Say after me, process. So when we say make, there is a process that is now engaged, for us to approximate to the image of this new one that is heavenly. Are you getting the point? That process is what I'm teaching you all the time, and I'm telling you it is priesthood. The summary of that process is what I call priesthood. Are you getting the point? As I told you, that there is an eternal purpose that is in the heart of God. It was truncated when Adam fell, but God, by his redemptive purposes, was able to restore us to status quo. His intent is that when a man keys into the powers of redemption, he will be brought to the place where he is also enabled. As a matter of fact, he is given much more than Adam had to prosecute the original purpose. And the first on the agenda is that for a man to be able to execute a purpose of God, there is a mode of you that needs to be identified with that purpose. You don't even understand what I'm saying. Let me give you a simple example. Have you seen some job adverts, and they will come and say SSCE? Are you getting the point? SSCE, apply. So if you have SSCE, you can apply and get that job. That means the conformation to the image of the heavenly that it takes at that moment, the stature is measured by conformation. The conformation it takes to administrate that particular purpose, there is a job advert now. The conformation it takes is just SSCE. Are you getting the point? So at this level you are qualified. So there are many vacant offices in the spirit, even now, in the spirit. And God is looking for men to enter there. I will show you. I will show you what it means. What does it mean? God will help me. God will help me. That is what we call the adoption of sons. What does it mean? I will show you what the adoption of sons means. Adoption of sons is not what you think. It's not that adoption you think of. That's not the adoption we talk about in adoption of sons. I will show you what it means. So, but when a man has BSc, are you with me? Then there are job descriptions that we take what? BSc. That means the conformation quotient, minimum conformation quotient it takes to administrate this purpose that is a part of God's purposes. Let me use the word BSc in conformation. Are you getting the point now? That is the minimum requirement. So irrespective of the fact that God himself wants us to do many things, there are static and standard requirements for many purposes that is in agenda to be delivered. And men have not been, they have not given themselves to priesthood enough to get to the point where they have conformed to the image of the Christ. I hope you know that Jesus had to live for long before he began to do. He lived for long before he began to teach. That means the authority of his teaching, the authority of his ministry is derived from his living. That means he was such a man that modeled what he was teaching. He became. So many men did not become anything in God, and they are trying to deliver on his assignment. When the weight of the assignment came on them, he crumpled them. They lacked what it takes. Even Satan himself knew that this man lacks the quota of grace and conformation it takes to measure up to God's agenda. Satan can allow you to do many things, but to conform, are you with me? He will like you to be comfortable and think that all you need is just to be born again. And then you will be baby all your life. Meanwhile, the administration of God's purposes is tied to maturity. As long as you remain a babe, you will be under government. And the way we know sons is responsibility. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Yes.
No matter how much you like your dog, no matter how much you like your son, will you give him a car at this age? But you love him now. You say, "Daddy, if you love me, give me this car. If you don't give me, that means you don't love me. What will you do?" Me, I will flog him. Kind of thing is that? That one is manipulation. So imagine in the opinion of that young man, that young boy, he is trying to describe the love of God from the things that happened to him. Cry baby. That's what we have in the body of Christ. What they interpret as love is selfishness. By the time you trace it, you will see selfishness. There is no God in it. Meanwhile, it is God that is love. It is not love that is God. It is God that is love. So when a man is correct in love, the way we know is the God quotient that is in it. Now that's how we know. It's not. You don't measure love because you just cry to God and He healed you. The love of God healed me and all that. That is. Are you with me? That is one dimensional. You measure your love for God by how much you respond to His instructions, how much you measure up in the spirit. You getting the point now? So when you look at your young boy that cannot ride a BMW 6 series, and he says, "Because you didn't give me this car, you don't love me," is he saying the truth? What's his problem? Let me ask. What's the problem of that young boy? Is immaturity. A day will come, that young man, if he actually now finally matures, he will look at some of the things he's calling prayer point and he will be angry with himself. There are many things that, many prayers you prayed, if God answered you, you won't be here. Is it not true? Didn't you want to travel abroad? Say the truth. Aneho sabantai. Kebre nombo ho satande. Tara tahasatani. I like this, your tongues. He's like this. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Jesus. You know that key is not correct, but I don't have time. So let me continue with my teaching. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 20. Let's start from there. Let's see how much progress we are going to make. He said, we'll start from Hebrews chapter 6 verse 20, but we'll continue to chapter 7. You know, there is no break in transmission, actually. I don't have time to tell you how the scripture got to be like that. He said, "With that the forerunner is for us," what? "Entered." He said, "Even Jesus, made an high priest." Say after me, "Made." Say after me again, "Made." When you hear "made," I've said it, what comes to your mind? Thank you. After the order of what? Chapter 7 verse 1. "For this Melchizedek, king of who? Priest of what? Who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth of all. First being by interpretation the king of righteousness. And after that also king of Salem, which is king of what? Peace." Next verse. "Without father, without mother, without descent." What kind of person is this? So when Jesus met his father and mother on the earth, and they said, "Your father is looking for you, me and your father is looking for you," Jesus looked at them and said, "Don't you know I should be about my father's business?" The mother did not say anything, because the mother knows who is the father. If you want to know who is the father of a child, who will you ask? You are correct. It's only the mother that knows who is what?
father of the child. So when the young boy, the young man at age 12 said, don't you know I should be about my father's business? The mother did not doubt that statement. Huh? So there is a descent that is not traced to mortality. There is a descent that is not traced to the fallen man with which this high priest appeared. That is the only way he will be able to pioneer an order. That order, the order of Melchizedek, is an eternal order. It is traveling from eternity. Huh? He is upon the face of the earth to model something that there is no man upon the face of earth that have succeeded in doing. God has made several attempts. Give me something. I need something. Not a song. You have not found me. Find me today so that we will better. Maybe you should try another key. There is a message in my heart. Message is different from sermonizing, from teaching. Do you know? I studied a lot on what I'm doing. That by the time I'm through, you will get the message. You might not remember everything I said. You might have to listen to me again to remember everything. But the message is inside. It is the message that makes you to pray. It is the message that makes you to adjust your life. Are you getting the point? So, there is an eternal order that is in God Himself. Huh? That He wants to manifest upon the face of the earth. The intent of that order is to raise sons. God had an order, O-R-D-E-R, in Him, through which He has intended to raise sons. Remember I told you that the eternal purpose of God is what? Say after me, sonship. But there is a pattern, there is a process, there is a way through which God intended to achieve that. And that way is priesthood. Are you with me? Now, but there are many priesthood we saw upon the face of the earth, not knowing that those priesthood, they are, should we continue reading? Because there is a place where God, the scripture did a comparison. Let's read. Let me just read. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Continue. Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. If Levites collected tithes by the law, by what means did Melchizedek collect his own? We answer it another day. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. Continue. And he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek what? Met him. Follow. Daniel. Follow. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood. If your Bible is your own, underline this phrase. Where is your Bible? Underline it. If therefore perfection. The key word there is perfection. The Greek word is teleos. Say after me, teleos. I will show you that is the purpose of Christian ministry. Teleos. Say after me, teleos.
He said, if therefore perfection whereby the Levitical priesthood suggesting to you that the purpose, are you with me? That the purpose of the Levitical priesthood is to get to what point? Correct. So, if Levitical priesthood was not able to bring men and participants to the place of perfection, that means the purpose of that priesthood is what? Defeated. I would have told you something, but let me use scripture to show you. Without further need, for under it the people received the law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not to be called after the order of Aaron? Next verse. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Next verse. For he of whom these things are spoken pertained to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Next verse. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of carnal commandments, but after the power of endless. Follow. Are you paying attention? Pay attention. I'm saying something now. Like Jesus. It's not everybody that is following me. You need to get this message and listen to. And I'm just saying it small so that you follow me. Are you sure you don't want to sleep? Who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of what? Endless life. If I go deep into this matter, the way I'm going is not, we are not yet there, but let me touch just more here. Let's travel back to eternity. God's intent when he created Adam, because Adam physically is a full grown man. Are you with me? But in the spirit, he's still a babe. So God's intent is that if there is a way that Adam will interact with eternal life, it is eternal life that have the capacity in his graduation to bring a man to the point of maturity in the spirit. Are you getting the point now? So the law with his priesthood lacks the capacity to minister that life. So if it is true that the law cannot minister life, then it lacks the capacity to bring men to graduation, where they come to the conformity to the image of the eternal Son of God, which is the office, the stature from whence God has ordained to administrate his agenda. So no matter how much God wants to do things, he is hindered by the measure of maturity, by the measure of conformation. Remember the scripture speaking in the book of Romans chapter 8. He said that God predestined, that he predestined by his foreknowledge that we be conformed to the image of the Son. And all this conformation and predestination is according to his purpose. Are you getting the point? The scripture is trying to say that the purposes of God is weak and feeble and fractured when he can't find men of sufficient stature that by graduation, as a reason of interaction in life, have come to the point in the spirit where they have retained Christ in them, where Jesus has been formed. That is why we call this meeting bedpans. That's why we call this meeting bedpans. This scripture said, my little children, of whom what? Why? What is the reason of my travail? That Christ be formed in me. That Christ be formed in me. The parameters, the indices for measuring, this graduation, none of them is natural. None of them is physical. We have to travel to the realm of God. We have to travel into Christ. Just as Jesus said, when he began to speak to his disciples, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, are? Many said that he is Jeremiah. Many said he is Elijah. And then Peter spoke by the Spirit. He said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Upon this rock."
What is the rock?
The revelation of Christ. That means when a man's building is correct, it meant that he went to the resources, the boundless resources. Such is what the scripture called in the book of Ephesians, the riches of Christ. And then God began to lift from those riches and began to build a man. These riches is not what it was, not available until Christ came. It was such a reality, but it was in God, though, but it was only made available when God, when Christ came. Are you getting the point? And before Christ came, it was called the glory of his grace. But when Christ was manifest, it was brought in a form that we can interact with it. Do you know what a transformer is? That is what Christ is to the realities and the riches of God. It will be stepped down from glory in such a way that a man can interact with it. So the things that are big in God, where the scripture said that none can come to that mountain, if you see my glory, you will die. That same thing they say, if they see it, you will die, is now installed as a working capacity in your spirit. The same thing that kills men. But that reality is because of Christ. Which is why the scripture now said, Christ in me.
Now follow me. Next verse. For he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Verse. This is where I'm going. Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. Wait. What are the reasons for the disannulling? Number one is what? Number one is what? Number two is what? So the old one is weak. Let me explain what this scripture meant. They are trying to confirm. Let me just use an example. How many of you used to lie before? Said the truth. Yes. So, but after some time, you notice it's bad, and you started trying to stop. Is it not true? But you will not lie for 3 days. When you recover yourself, you lie everything you have missed in 3 days. How many of you have done New Year resolution? I want to talk to some guys. If you know you have given yourself to alcoholic wine and drink before, just raise your hand. You are now in Christ. All things are passed away. Our bulldozer. Are they have seized? My God. And Deborah Sasal. You have tested, even your mouth shows. So when you test that thing, those days you used to take it. After some time you wanted to stop. Is it not true? And then he said, this month I will not drink anything. And then you didn't drink for, normally your quota is 2 bottles. Say after me, 2 bottles. 2 green bottles per day. Why are you laughing like this? You are a deeper life man. Oh. You should not know these things I'm saying. 2 green bottles per day. And then you decided I will not. And then first day, nothing. Second day, nothing. 1 week, you did not. Then by next week, Monday, how many bottles were you missing in 7 days? 14, right? In 1 day, you took 14. To make up for the days of absence. In the altars. There are altars that are calling you. They are mentioning your name. Come to me, oh my darling. Come to me, oh my darling. When you see a green bottle, it will look very appetizing. It will be drawing you. Oh my God. Then you will add 3 more bottles to. Are you with me? To make up, is there to make up for the missed time. He will tell you, I missed you so much. You see, do you know what is happening? You have noticed that there is something wrong, but you are trying to administrate help from a quota that lacks capacity. according to the scripture, when a man operates like that, that pattern is weak. So what the law did in Moses was that he told men, for example, don't take alcohol, for example, don't fornicate. Are you getting the point? But he didn't give them the power, because that priesthood is such that we reveal your weakness but will not administrate the help that it takes. Because in that priesthood, the doorway to the holiest of all, where the throne of grace is not yet open. So once every year, even the priest himself have to pour a sacrifice for himself and for the people. Follow me, I'm showing you something deep now. Meanwhile, the scripture said that as a result of the ministry of this new high priest, that a new and a living way has been opened up unto us. So a man cannot come to approach the mercy seat and then see the throne of grace where he can receive help in the time of need. So that drink that used to overpower you, some people, is pornography that used to overpower you, when you see it, you cry out, "Help me, Holy Ghost!" And then a hand that is stronger than the will of man, that is stronger than the power of lust, will come into your soul. Sometimes it doesn't need to come in that. Sometimes it will take 6 hours prayer. In that place, what you are crying, "Yes, help me, Holy Ghost, break the arm of flesh." Meanwhile, are you with me? Meanwhile, that one is not possible outside the scope of this new priesthood. Because in this place, you have come into the place where you are beholding the throne of help face to face, and your interaction can be one on one. In the other one, there is nothing we can do to help you. The only thing we can do is to cover your mistakes. That is in the old one. There is no help at all. What the old one does is simply to be making up for their mistake. They are making mistakes. Sinning is making up for them. Meanwhile, the new one is, "I'm working from inside out." Instead of trying to wash away your sin, he will give you the capacity not to sin, so that you will not have... Are you getting the point? The old one, even if he tells you not to sin, you will still sin. So that dimension is weak. You cannot achieve God's agenda of confirmation using that model. Are you getting the point? On that basis, it has to be disannulled. Not because the standards of righteousness that was set there was wrong. As a matter of fact, the scripture said that the law is holy. Have you read it? The law is holy, yet it lacked the capacity to administrate God's agenda, because all it does is to reveal your weakness and not show you how to get help. Get help. Somebody is telling you, "You can't pray, you can't pray," and he doesn't know how to show you how to get the help in prayer. What does he do for you? Are you getting the point? That is why here, we don't just tell you you need to pray. Are you with me? We tell you, "Do you want to pray? If you want to pray, you are the one that will run away. Do you know? You know, you will run away now. Because me, I don't have any job. Should we start till tomorrow morning? Why not pray in tongues for 1 minute? Senembre to kaha. Ambreta bahata kambreta libora. Zanahambreta talahata sasade. Rapata Joshua, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Samantha kepora. Samente kataha petaliate. Samantha kapokatuka parata. Shata papara tepota kambre. Sombra tapata kapenatalia. The scripture says, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. There is an approximation when a man prays in the Spirit by the Spirit. There is an approximation. There is a building. There is an edification. Simberete kota kambre. Sadiata. Sadiata. You can feel yourself be growing. You can feel the growth, but not in the natural, in the Spirit. mighty name. Let's go back to verse 11. Let's go back to verse 11. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, say after me, perfection. What's the meaning of this word perfection? It is gotten from the Greek word teleos. Who has a Greek lexicon? We need to understand this. For you to understand, are you with me? What I need you to know now, my purpose is to tie the eternal purposes of God with priesthood. And God's intent is not just for you to be born again. It is for him to minister Christ into you, such that a time will come where you will enter into the full stature, representing everything Christ is. Are you with me? And the pattern that he has ordained from eternity to accomplish that kind of agenda is what we now call what? Priesthood. Are you getting the point? So he said, if therefore perfection were by Levitical priesthood, he suggested that the Levitical priesthood lacked the capacity to bring men to perfection, showing that perfection was the target. Are you with me? Perfection is what? The target. Meanwhile, the Levitical priesthood was set up by God to see if there is a possibility of bringing men to perfection. But as soon as Moses climbed the mountain to go and bring the law, the men started breaking it from number one. It became obvious after hundreds of years of yielding to this kind of priesthood that they lack the capacity to bring men to perfection. Meanwhile, are you with me? Are you with me? Follow me. Meanwhile, God's purposes is tied to this word perfection. So for him to begin to administrate his agenda, he needs to come to a point where he has brought a set of men to the point where they have attained the position or the stature of perfection. Are you getting the point? That was why when he made the call on the children of Israel, his target is to make every single one of them priests. I know they call these people Levitical priests, but God's intent, they call upon the Mount Sinai, is that all of Israel should come. Is it not true? But when they called them, there was thundering upon the mountain. And it was so bad that the children of Israel told Moses, go, we will stay here. On that day, a sect of people was just separated as the only ones that have been ordained to do services of priesthood unto God. And as long as men have not seen that priesthood is the only way for them to attain the stature it takes for them to prosecute God's agenda, they will continue to think that priesthood is for pastors. That there is such a thing as clergy and laity. What they didn't know is that God's agenda is that if any man will ever prosecute his agenda, it doesn't matter whether you are governor in a government house, you have to understand priesthood. Are you getting the point now? So what people are looking for is pastors that will pray for them. They didn't know that for them to prosecute their destiny, sometimes as a businessman, you might need to pray more than your pastor. Because, are you with me? Because the place you are finding yourself is a battlefield. Your pastor is just, your pastor. Some pastors can afford to be sleeping with their choir members. Nothing will yet happen to them because it's innocent people that is coming. For you that is dealing with occultists in the marketplace, you can't afford to do that. They will see that your garment is spotted and you are wearing rags. Because there is a garment with which a man appears in the spirit. When you appear like that, you are not a normal man. Once you appear in that mode, when they see you from the realm of the spirit, they will not see the young man and the small man and the vulnerable lady that they are seeing in the natural. Some of the ladies you are seeing that is doing makeup, well dressed, when you see them in the spirit, they are Deborahs. They are warriors and judges. They have learned the art of sitting between Ramah and Bethel. They are ladies like that. God have taught them how to sit at Ramah and Bethel. And when you sit there long enough, you will know how to command the constellations.
Because in the day of warfare, all Deborah did was to command the constellations and the things that is installed in the stars and the moons to begin to fight. Because on that day, men that should have fought, they ran away. They didn't see the men. The people that called themselves man, like I asked one guy, he said, by men looking at me now, because he has genitals and he can impregnate somebody, he thought he's a man. Meanwhile, the scripture said, for men ought always to pray. And in the place that he was saying that, he said, a certain woman, to show you it is not about gender. It is about a man ascending to the place of maturity, realizing that an administration of Christ inside him will bring him to the full stature of the man Christ. There is only one man, actually. You are not a man, there is one man. And if you want to be a man in God's understanding of man, what it means is that you will graduate into manhood, representing who that one man is, the man Christ Jesus. Are you getting the point? So it goes to show you that the man that set up the Levitical priesthood had an intention in his heart. What was his intention? Yes, so that if men engage that priesthood well enough and long enough, they will come to the place in the spirit where they have attained perfection. We'll get to know what is perfection. But as I showed you, it became obvious by engagement that the Levitical priesthood is weak, is unprofitable. And the law with which the law which powers that priesthood is ineffective. Is ineffective in achieving God's agenda. As much as it was God that was trying to see if he can achieve his purpose, it was ineffective. Are you seeing the point now? So it means that no matter the agenda that is in the heart of God is already truncated. It's already truncated because you refuse to mature in the spirit. The scripture said in the book of Matthew, he said that in Ramah there was a cry and Rachel was weeping for her children. Why? He said that all of them were slaughtered. Where were they slaughtered? It became true that in the day that there was warfare, you chose to be a child. And because you were a child, you became victim. That is the problem with the Nigerian church. They were children. They are doing many things. Some of them are pastors, so they have stayed there for 10 years. They have been going to church. They are babies in the spirit. Forget all these things they are doing. They don't know anything. If you look at their prayer point, you will know that these men are the men of self and flesh. They don't understand the kingdom. They have not entered into the heartbeat of God. The bodies of God have not alighted in their hearts. They are pursuing many things, and like that, God cannot achieve his agenda. They are moving up and down, doing many things, organizing programs. Yet God's agenda is far. We see programs up and down. None of them can achieve God's agenda. It's a Levitical priesthood. It can't bring men to maturity. If you have been attending any program that is not tailored towards bringing you to maturity, you are wasting God's time, you are wasting your time, and you will never become anything useful. I don't want to preach. It's a burden, it's disturbing me. I'm bothered that a pastor can pastor for 15 years. He doesn't know the burden of God for his church. Somebody in your midst will cry, I don't have husband, no, pastor, pray for me or I will backslide. I don't have husband, no, pray for me, I will backslide. Meanwhile, the person is living in sin. So your focus should be on his husband and be bringing him out of that sin. The people that married husband and their husband died, didn't they? Are they not alive? So how can you be measuring God's goodness and his purpose based on mundanities, things that can pass away? An average believer's prayer point, the governor of this state can answer it. We are careless. No wonder we remain babes. And then when thrones begin to fight, you will see that there will be damages in the body of Christ. These are men that are blood-bought, but they are damages. Why? Why? It is not because the blood with which you are bought was not powerful, or the life that you entered into you was not powerful, but you refuse to engage the life. You refuse to toe the path of priesthood that will bring you to maturity. And as of that moment, thrones began to fight. And when thrones begin to fight, children will become what? Victims. Are you a child? No, don't answer fast. Don't be fast. Because this word perfection is tailored towards another word that is called son. Huh? What is the opposite of son? Huh? Come and give her a mic. Okay. What is the opposite of son? A child. A child. Say the truth. Are you not a child? We'll do sample. If you say you are not a child, I will ask you 7 questions. And you announce by you will judge yourself. I will not say anything. You will judge yourself. Huh? It's you that will judge yourself. You will now find out. You will now find out you are a babe. That the things you use to measure God's goodness in your life are material things. Is it not true? If God give you iPhone now, is he not a good God? You don't know what makes the immortals to rejoice. You don't know what gives men joy in the spirit. There are things I remembered last night, and I woke up with a song. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, your mercies I see. All that I need and I ask, I'll provide them. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Let's sing it 2 times. Great is thy faithfulness. Make it a prayer. Great is thy faithfulness. Let's hear it. Morning by morning, your mercies I see. All that I need that I have has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto thee. One more time. Great is thy faithfulness. It's a prayer. Great is thy faithfulness. Money by money, your mercies I see. All that I needed I have has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. See, as we sang this song, the glory of God began to descend. How many of you felt the showers, the wings of cherubims coming? It's the wings of cherubim. These are men that carry the glory. Are you with me? The wings of, when they begin to come upon you, it will seem as if there are shadows is coming. All that I needed I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Now listen, watch. He said, if therefore perfection whereby the Levitical priesthood, suggesting that the Levitical priesthood was set up fundamentally to bring men unto perfection, but it became obvious that it lacked the capacity and the reasons thereof, we were able to see in verse 18. Did you see it? Did you see the reason? No, I'm pointing at somebody. Did you see the reason? Show me. Bring Mike. Let's find out from that young man whether he saw the reason. Because this, wait. I'm talking to people I know now. I know almost just one or two faces I don't know. And I know you by name. Because I believe in discipleship. I have to know your name. So that we know the people we are talking to is not somewhere. No. I'm not teaching I'm talking to live people. And sometimes Jesus will reduce his sample size to make sure his message entered. Because if the message enters you, it is possible that because of you, it has entered 1 million other people.
So the Levitical priesthood lacked the capacity. Meanwhile, since the Levitical priesthood lacked the capacity, maybe we should stop priesthood and find another thing. Is it not true? But it so happened, are you with me? It so happened that that project perfection, which is the standpoint from which a man will be equipped to administrate God's purposes. Remember, we are looking at priesthood and eternal purpose. That is the standpoint from which a man, I have not even entered into the whole processes itself. I'm trying to tie it up well, to prove to you both by doctrine, by scripture, how the whole thing is tied up. That there is an agenda that is flowing from eternity. And the system through which God intended, as a matter of fact, the only way through which God can achieve that project sonship, which is the place where a man have gained the accurate stature in the spirit from whence he can administrate the purposes of God. For you in your own context. But for the body of Christ, there is a corporate maturity that is also expected of us to deliver on God's agenda in the last days. But for you, there is also an expectation of maturity. Are you getting the point now? Now, he said that the project Levitical priesthood was such that if it achieved its purpose, it should have brought men to what? Perfection. Yes. So, but it lacked the capacity, as we saw in verse 18. So God did not stop, because that pattern is not something that started in time. Are you getting my point? No, wait. The process, the pattern, the instrument, the model, the system, priesthood did not start in time. It started from eternity. That was why when this man started mentioning this, he now went down. Remember, he told us that Melchizedek came first. I hope you know that the Melchizedek order of priesthood came first. Actually, it came first. It came first. So, to show you, when he was speaking about the Melchizedek order, we read many things. That was, you are not paying attention. Everything I read was for a purpose. Why not go up? Let's see it. He said he had no descent, no father, no mother. No father, no mother, no descent, no... Where is it? Find it. Without father, without what? Mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but was made what? He was describing the Melchizedek order. There was a making that the Son of God received. This one is not in the natural, it is in the spirit. As I told you people, that there is such a thing as Tolida. How many of you were in that lecture? Elijah, you know what is Tolida? In Tolida, we were able to understand that the natural realm is a victim of the eternal and spiritual realm. Are you getting the point? What is programmed in that realm will begin to manifest in this realm. That is why a witch doesn't need to come to your house. You know it. All you need to do is to program something, and then you wake up in the morning and you are doing like this. I know some people don't like this kind of thing. I was preaching in my father's church many years ago, and an elderly woman, I preached and said, if cancer enter your body now, the woman said, God forbid. In fact, the woman warned me forever in my life not to use cancer to preach. I said, okay, if he enters my body, she said, even you, I refuse it for you. But the witch doesn't need to come to your house. You don't even need to know who is the person. It can be the child in your class. They come and say, teacher, good morning. My mother said I should bring this orange for you. You are not all with me. As soon as they brought the orange, you said, Kai, I'm breaking my fast by 3. Jesus, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Jesus, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Excellent is your name. You'll be opening the thing. Marvelous is your name. Anahasas. Jehovah, you are wonderful. You'll be peeling it. My God, you are excellent. When you finish licking it, you will do... when you want to pray, the spirit will tell you it has entered. There is no need to pray. You are already sick. Has it not happened to you before? It will convince you that you are already sick, that you are not trying to be sick, that the thing has entered you, that there is nothing you can do as of this to take drug. The drug you will take that will not work. Do you know how I know it won't work? Sorry, doc. I'm not against your drug and your syringe and your catheter and all those stuff. What I'm saying is that you take the drug, it will subside and deceive you. You know, this is the way it works. This one, if I explain, you will understand. You take drug, it will subside. Once it's 2-3, it's approaching the time of bedpans. It will now come up. Because the target is to disempower your priesthood. Anything that is attacking your priesthood is attacking your maturity. In fact, when you can't pray, are you with me? Some people say, will tell me that I can't pray. There is no hope for you. Anything that is making you not to pray is the real problem. The problem is not your problem. The problem is your inability to pray. Because when you pray long enough, you won't see your problem. Are you getting the point now? So, the natural realm is a victim. So, when we come and by priesthood, we encode things in the spirit realm. It comes here and manifests. This is what I'm showing you. According to this scripture now, he said that he was made like unto the Son of God, showing you that the reality of the Son of God is something that is already existing in the spirit. Are you getting the point? Actually, it is an office. The Son of God has an office that he now occupied when he manifested and fulfilled his ministry upon the face of the earth. That office he occupied as a result of maturity, as a result of gaining perfection by priesthood. That office is called the office of the Christ. That is the office of full administration. Are you getting the point? The administration of what is the question you ask? The administration of what? God's purposes. That is to show you that the man, the son, wouldn't have been able to ascend the place where he will be able to administrate eternally the purposes of God if he didn't enter the processes of priesthood. From which only a man can come to the place of maturity where he can sit. Are you not seeing the point? So when a man doesn't engage priesthood, he will lack the capacity to ascend the throne from where administration comes from. Are you getting the point? If you lack that capacity, then the plans and purposes of God is lack. You will say, God call me to as a prophet unto nation. You are a joker, my friend. The nations are waiting for you, but they are not waiting for this version of you. They are waiting for the version of you that have matured, that have engaged priesthood long enough that you have now sat on the throne. Are you getting the point? Are you with me? And there is a proof that a man have sat when he has fulfilled all the quota of perfection. In the case of our Lord Jesus Christ, Peter was bringing an interpretation in the book of Acts. When they saw the Holy Ghost shed forth, and the scripture was speaking, he said that the men that were there said that these men were filled with new wine. Peter came and told them that this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. He said, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and the young maidens, the male and female, they will prophesy. He said that the same Jesus whom you crucified, he is now the Lord and Christ. Telling them that the father David, who is also a prophet, he saw in the spirit when he was carried. And the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. On this basis, the tool with which I will accomplish this agenda is that I will stretch forth the rod of my strength out of Zion. And the testimony of that rod that is coming out of that of Zion is rooted out in the midst of your enemies. So when the rod comes out, it's not about the enemy, it's about the rod. What we have brought out about is not what Satan is doing. It's about the rod. You have a rod. Listen to me.
So when Jesus was testified, when Peter was testified, bringing an interpretation to a manifestation that came on that day of Pentecost, what they didn't know, the men that saw it on that day thought that the thing that was happening started at the upper room. The activity of that day of Pentecost did not start in the upper room. It started in the throne room. It was a throne room experience that overflowed to the upper room. So it has to take an interpreter in the mode of Peter. Just like what is happening now in Nigeria, it will take interpreters that have traveled into the heart of God to interpret this matter. It's not just being a prophet that you can see in the spirit. No, interpreters are men that have given themselves long to priesthood and prayer. In that place, they are not just picking things in the spirit, they are bringing you broadcast from council meetings in heaven, because they have become participants of that place. So they didn't finish meeting and one angel is telling you and showing you. No, as good as that is, your information can be incorrect. Because when they finished meeting in the days of Micah, an angel went and deceived every prophet. Meanwhile, there was one prophet in their midst that was not picking things as a result of the investment of spiritual gifts. He was picking things in the spirit as a result of participation in council meetings in heaven. So Peter was able to bring interpretation on the day of Pentecost as a result of the fact that he was ferried. He was ferried into the mother realm, the eternal realm. And when he appeared in the throne room, he saw that what was happening there was as a result of a coronation service. What men thought was an outpouring of the spirit was actually a coronation service that was taking place in the heavenlies of God. But when he came upon the face of the earth, he came like a mighty rushing wind. For you to interpret seasons and times and the resource of your engagement in God, if you use the things that are natural, sometimes persecution will come your way. What you didn't know is that a new chapter of horn has been released for you in the spirit, and the resultant effect of the new horn and statue and realm and throne that you have been given in the spirit is that your warfare increase. You think Satan is against you and God is against you. No, you lack. You need to be ferried to the throne room. When you enter that place, you will understand that it was your new horn that was releasing new realms of warfare, because new horns means new warfare. A man that have, are you with me? Has it not happened to you before? You lack the capacity to interpret. You need the grace of an interpreter. The man Peter was carried into the throne room, that was when he saw that what was happening in the upper room was as a result of a coronation service. That is the only way you can bring interpretation to the happenings of God that was seen upon the face of the earth. An attempt to engage and interpret and bring perspective from anything that is outside of the parameters and institutions, structures that is found in the heavenlies and throne rooms of God, we lack in the capacity. You will experience a fracture. Your engagement will experience a damage. By the time you appear in this realm, the implementation and application of what you think is God's agenda, we know there are many people that say God told them to do things. When they started doing it, they now found out that God is not there. Do you know why? They just speak things in the spirit. They did not participate in the council meeting where the agenda of God was discussed over Nigeria, discussed over Southeast, discussed over your state, discussed over your family. Are you with me? Discussed over your territory. When you attended that council meeting, it is not just enough that I perceive that this is what God is doing. No. We were ferried into that place and we shared the burdens of God concerning the matter. And for many seasons we labored on the matter. Are you getting my point? I'm already saying something, but let me stop. I don't want to say something. So Peter have to be transported so that he can bring accurate perspective. To show them that the things that is happening here is as a result of what is happening there. Are you getting the point? So look at this thing now. If the Levitical priesthood was not able to bring men to perfection, it is now in binding on God to raise another priesthood. But what is certain, write it down. One thing is certain. It takes priesthood to bring men to maturity. Let me say it again. One thing is certain. It takes what? Priesthood to bring men to what? Let's say it the third time. It takes what? Priesthood to bring men to what? Let's say it together the third time. It takes what? To bring men to what? He Yes.
Because that word perfection is teleos. I don't know if we have time, so that I will show you teleos. Ephesians chapter 4. Let me just show you teleos and then we'll go. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's start from verse 11. And he gave some what? And some what? And some what? And some what? And teachers. Next verse. For what? For the work of ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Next verse. Till we all come to what? And what? And unto what? If you have a Greek lexicon, that word perfect man means teleos. Say after me, teleos. That is God's pursuit. And he went further to interpret, in case you don't know what he's saying, he said what? Unto the measure of the stature. So I was telling you people that there is a man. There is an image that was set before us. What is that image? When the scripture forbids you from bowing down to any other image except God, what is God trying to achieve? Let me bring to you. Are you with me? That's what we call the spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation is you being able to go behind every instruction and everything that is written in the scripture and extracting the reality that is there. Are you getting the point? You know, when people read the scripture, some of them say it's legalistic, there is this, is that, and it's instruction, we are not there, we should behave anyhow. You are missing the point. The point is that every time God tells you, do this, eh? Don't do this. It is beyond the do this and don't do this. There is a reality that is locked up in that thing that God told you to do or not to do. You getting the point? Now, when a man is not supposed to bow to any other image, it is because there is already an eternal image that is set before you. Are you getting the point? So, the purposes, the target of God is that the only image you can bow to is that image. Because that is the only way you can conform. So, when a man bows to many images, which can become many things, then it is the target of God is not in view. And the target of God is that you will be conformed to the image of the Christ. Are you getting the point? So the target is the perfect man. The word perfect here is not that you don't make mistake or the word perfect here means maturity, complete, completion, teleos. Teleos, the question you ask yourself is, have I appreciated in my knowledge of God such that I have built in the full stature of teleos? The destiny that God has ordained for you will take a measure, an approximation in teleos for you to administrate it. Have you not noticed that as you begin to mature in God, you will notice that He will begin to give you more assignments? To show you that there are assignments at different graduations in the spirit. Are you with me? How many of you have taught? That thing they are doing in your class is actually a spiritual language. Your class, they do graduation. Is it not true? Graduation. Graduation is a spiritual language. There are many people that have... Are you getting where I'm going now, Doc? There were years you stayed in one spiritual class for 10 years, is it not true? That means you have not graduated. As far as teleos is concerned, there is no hope in view for you. Until you began to engage priesthood again, then you notice that there is graduation now, is it not true? To prove to you that the pattern that was set by God, through which a man can achieve maturity, which is the standpoint of administration of the purposes of God eternally. Are you with me, Joshua? Eternally, It took a man, Christ Jesus, becoming a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, which is an eternal order of priesthood, to ascend to the highest place in God, which is the office of the Christ, where the whole purposes of God can be administrated. Meanwhile, the scripture said in redemption, we were by an act of God's sovereignty included in Christ Jesus. Is it not true? The inclusion is beyond the redemptive dimension. The inclusion is beyond the redemptive, even in the eternal dimension. So, if God will permit me, I'll begin to show you that this priesthood that is after the order of Melchizedek is ordained to achieve two major things. One is in the dimension of the redemptive purposes of God, which is aimed at restoring the things that we lost as a result of the fall of Adam. Are you with me? But when that is achieved, we will return back to status quo, which is the utterance that came out of the mouth of God in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 28-26. He said, let us make man. Are you with me? You don't know what it means. He didn't say let us create man. He said what? If you search the scriptures well, you will find out there is where they created man and there is where they made man. I say when you hear make, it means what? The problem is that the man was created, but the man was not made. And because he was not made, he lacked the capacity to administrate God's purpose. They start in the spirit. Are you made? Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me from your heart, mold me, fill me, and use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, and use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Pray in the next 2 minutes. A fresh touch of the Holy Spirit to bring you a step further in graduation. The target of God over your life is maturity. You can't continue to be a babe. You can't continue like this. For how long will you continue like this? For how long? Are you not tired? Are you not tired? For how long will God tell you what He wants to do through your life that you cannot do? You are seeing what you are supposed to do, yet you can't do it. I need to tell you that it's not God's fault. You have refused to graduate from the level you are. You want God to use you the way you are. No. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me. The anger, the pride. Mold me. The ambition. Fill me. And use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, mold me, fill me, and use me, Spirit of the
living God, for love fresh on me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why none others thou art called, only do not pass me by. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry.
Heartfelt from the depth of my heart.
Why none others thou art called, only do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry.
That I ask.
Why, Lord, not thus thou art called, only do not pass me by. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry.
God is bringing fresh convictions into your heart.
Why, Lord, not thus thou art called, only do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. Why none others thou art called, only do not pass me by.